This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Country observing World Environment Day today. President and Vice President give their best wishes. Parliament meeting obstructed yesterday due to opposition protest. Rashtriya Swatantra Party registers resolution proposal at Parliament Secretariat demanding preventive measure to control dengue. Supreme Court issues interlocutory order not to implement Act on Citizenship. And Saudi Arabia says it will reduce all its sanctions to global economy by 1 million barrel per day. Now the news in detail. The world is observing today, or June 5th, as the World Environment Day, including Nepal. Every year, June 5th is observed as the World Environment Day, laid by the United Nations Environment Programme and held annually on June 5th since 1973. World Environment Day is the largest global platform for environmental public outreach and is celebrated by millions of people across the world. The campaign for this year's World Environment Day is Eliminate Plastic Pollution, Use Environment-Friendly Alternatives. President Ramchandra Podil has extended his best wishes to one and all on the occasion of the World Environment Day. In a message given on the occasion today, President Podil spoke of the need to make development works environment friendly. The president highlighted the need to make the constitutionally guaranteed right to live in a clean environment meaningful by keeping houses and surrounding clean and maintaining ecological balance. On the occasion, President Podil extended his gratitude to the Ministry of Forest and Environment and other ministries, local and provincial governments, security agencies and development partners and stakeholders for shouldering the responsibilities of environment conservation. Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav has viewed both personal and collective efforts on conservation of nature will make the World Environment Day relevant and meaningful, giving a message of best wishes today. On the occasion of the World Environment Day, Vice President said all sides' togetherness is imperative to wipe out plastic pollution. The House of Representatives session scheduled for yesterday has been put off for 11 a.m. today. Once the session commenced, the session was obstructed by the opposition parties, CPN-UML, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, demanding revert of the certification of the citizenship bill. Though the second session was called for yesterday itself, it could not convene due to the protest by the oppositions. The parties have been demanding the bill should again go through the parliamentary procedure for the assent. Following the protest from the opposition, Speaker Devraj Khimire announced the adjournment of the session by an hour and later it was extended till today by issuing a notice. Likewise, the National Assembly session was also adjourned yesterday over the same concerns by the oppositions. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party has registered a resolution proposal in the Federal Parliament calling for timely precaution for the prevention and control of dengue infection. Parliamentarian from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Viras Bhaktasrestha, through the resolution proposal, demanded the government take preventive measures against the viral infection before the monsoon starts. The Supreme Court has given an interlocutory order not to immediately implement the Citizenship Act authenticated by the President. A single bench of Justice, Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma, yesterday issued the restrictive order not to immediately implement the Act. The Supreme Court made the order from the preliminary hearing on the petition filed by senior advocate Surendra Bhandari and Balkrishna Neopane. The Supreme Court would make its verdict after holding talks with both the sites. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed health facilities across the country to allocate 10% of beds to the needy, helpless and neglected patients for free treatment. The ministry dispatched a separate letter to health facilities at each local level and to all the government, community and private health institutions across the country to allocate 10% of total beds they each have for providing free treatment to the target groups. This is the third time the ministry is sending instructions to hospitals at 753 local levels to implement the provision mandated by the Public Health Service Act and the Health Facility Operations Standard. President Ramchandra Paudel has given added responsibilities to 6 different Nepali ambassadors to various countries yesterday, issuing a statement to the office of the president, informed that the resident ambassadors Diliraj Paudel to Malaysia got added responsibility of non-resident ambassador to Brunei, Nepali ambassador to Brazil Nirmal Raz Kafle got added responsibility of the non-resident ambassador to the Republic of Chile. Likewise, Nepali ambassador to Austria Bharat Kumar Regmi got added responsibility of the non-resident ambassador to Croatia. Similarly, Nepali ambassador to Russian Federation Milan Raz Tuladhar got added responsibility of the non-resident ambassador to Kazakhstan. Ambassador to Denmark Professor Dr. Ramswath Rai got added responsibility of the non-resident ambassador to Lithuania, and ambassador to Egypt Sushil Kumar Lamsal got added responsibility of the non-resident ambassador to the Democratic People's Republic of Algeria. The Ministry of Finance has made it clear that no change is made by the Finance Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat regarding the capital gains tax meant for the share market investors. A delegation of stock market investors visited the Finance Ministry yesterday with their concerns over what they said imposition of an additional tax on the capital gains tax. During the meeting, the ministry officials said the tax rate remained unchanged from the existing rates, as it said 5% or the 7.5% capital gains tax conditions by the bill in the stock market is the final tax rates. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sharad Singh Bhandari has said the ministry is committed to addressing the problems being faced by labour and foreign employment seekers. Organising a press meet at the ministry yesterday, Minister Bhandari informed that he is actively working to manage the foreign employment sector, ensuring robust foreign employment markets for Nepalis. The minister warned the foreign employment companies that those who were flouting rule would be booked. The fourth edition of the Himalayan Travel Mart is scheduled to be held in Kathmandu from 6th of June to the 9th of June. The event, aiming to promote Nepal's tourism industry, is being organized by the Pacific Asia Travel Association Nepal chapter with the support of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, the Nepal Tourism Board, the Nepal Airlines Corporation, among others. According to the association's Nepal chapter chief executive officer Suresh Singh Badal, preparations have been completed for Nepal's premier international travel and tourism trade show. Over 400 representatives from 25 nations are set to attend the mart. You're listening to Radio Nepali, Tim English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Saudi Arabia has said it will reduce oil it sends to the global economy by 1 million barrels per day, BPD, as the OPEC Plus alliance of major oil producing countries faces flagging oil prices and a looming supply glut. It said on Sunday that it would make these production cuts in July to support the sagging cost of crude after two earlier production cuts by OPEC Plus members failed to push prices higher. OPEC Plus, which groups the organizations of the petroleum exporting countries and allies, reached a deal on output policy after 7 hours of talks at its headquarters in Vienna and agreed to extend earlier cuts in supply through the end of 2024 by a further total of 1.4 million barrels per day. Russia's defense ministry says it has thwarted a major Ukrainian offensive and killed 250 Ukrainian troops. There has been no comment from Kiev, and the Russian claim has not been independently verified. The ministry said Ukraine had launched the offensive in the Donetsk region on Sunday using 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has been promised, but on Sunday, Kiev called for silence ahead of the operation. It is as yet unclear whether the alleged attacks indicate that the offensive to recapture Ukrainian land from Russian forces has started. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Sudarpashchim province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Country observing World Environment Day today, President and Vice President give their best wishes. Parliament meeting obstructed yesterday due to opposition protest. Rashtriya Swatantra Party registers resolution proposal at Parliament Secretariat demanding preventive measure to control dengue. Supreme Court issues interlocutory order not to implement Act on Citizenship. And Saudi Arabia says it will reduce all it sends to global economy by 1 million barrels per day. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.